Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to the one and only Miss Stephanie Mills with that check. I believe Stephanie's going to be arriving pretty shortly. I'm waiting for my switch for a comeback up, guys. I do apologize. Block Talk was trying to mess me up today when I had Stephanie Mills on, but I'm here nevertheless. I just need to get my switch for back up so I can see who's calling. And I remember before my switch for went down, it was a 410 area code calling in. So I'll be right back up in like a few seconds. Just give me a minute or two to get back up. And I'll be get my switchboard up. I hope Stephanie hasn't called in yet because I'm trying to get the switchboard back up so I can get her through.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tony. How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm good.
You waiting for Stephanie?
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
This is Timothy Hodge, the host.
Okay, great, great. I was on your site today, and I saw that you were going to be interviewing Stephanie.
Yeah, I'm actually waiting on. I'm going to find out where she is.
Okay.
Are you going to just stay on the line, or are you going to hold tight till she comes, or?
Oh, sure. Am I the only one on the call?
Actually, yeah, right now, yeah. I had a little problem with the switchboard. You know how Blog Talk Radio gets sometimes.
Okay.
All right, but hold tight for me, okay? I do appreciate you calling in.
Sure.
I'm wishing, boy, I
and I'm broke.
That's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home, I wish I was. The things I've been knowing, when that makes the tall grass bend into leaves, suddenly the raindrops that fall, they have a meaning, sprinkling the sea, makes it all.
confusing you. Ma'am?
Yes.
I don't know which...
I'm sorry?
I don't know where Stephanie is. I'm still trying to locate her as of right now. So I'm going to do them to play her music as of right now. So you can still stay or you can always can call back into the show if you want. But I don't know where she is right now, so I'm trying to locate her.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll stay on the line.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
I don't think so. I'm trying to locate her right now. I don't know where she is. She's not picking up the phone, so I'm gonna say no. I don't know where she is.
Oh, okay. Because I wanted to say, right, yeah, I wanted to say hi to her from Derek. So,
if not, I'm gonna reschedule the show with her. But I have to find out where she is, and she's not picking up the phone right now. So I'm gonna keep trying to get her before, you know, the show ends.
Okay.
All right. I do appreciate you calling in, Derek.
All right. Thanks.
Hello?
I'm here. You're back on the air, ma'am. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna know. I don't think Stephanie's gonna come because I can't get her on the phone. So I'm gonna reschedule the show, but you can still listen to the show. I still got some music that I can also play. You know. So it's up to you. But I do appreciate you calling in and tuning into the show.
Oh sure, thank you. Okay, well I'll just keep checking the site and see when you're gonna reschedule.
Okay, I do appreciate that.
Thank you. You have a great evening.
You too.
What up, Mo? What up? You know it's your girl, KC.
Oh, hey.
I've been thinking about this guy. I really feel a lot, and yeah. Everything that he's been through, I just want him to trust me.
He should.
I'll never hurt him, but...
But what?
You know, love.
If he loves you, he needs to show you that he loves you.
I just feel like...
Let me be the one who can
take you
from all the things you see. And if you trust in me, I can be there for anything you need.
Anything you need.
Give it all to me, baby. Don't you run from me, baby. I'll give you every little piece of me. No, I won't leave out a thing, 'cause
be right, but I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I know you've seen my heart.
I know you've seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right, but I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I'm down for you, baby.
Let
me show you love can be easy. You just let it be. Nothing is promised, but I believe if you give me everything.
Trust.
And I give you everything that I got. And I won't stop till you get it right. All the trust and all the love. You know we got a lot, baby. You know I'm
thinking
your life.
I'm not sure feeling like this can't be right.
SWV for that track entitled A Week. Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. I don't know where Stephanie knows this, but nevertheless, I will reschedule a show with her in the meantime. I'm still trying to find out where she is or what happened, and nevertheless, so that my guest is still not blank out on me like this. Never happened before. It's just to me. So, nevertheless, I'm here. Shout out to everybody in the chat room who's listening and in the chat room who's talking to me in the chat room. Shout out to you guys. I have some music I'm going to play for you guys. Just continue to show on. My show must go on as over here. And shout out to everyone who's here in the studio with me, Tiffany, Jamal, everybody who's here with me. Nevertheless, we must go on. I'm going to jump into some music. I'm going to play some more Stephanie's music in a minute. But nevertheless, here's something from Gladys entitled Midnight Train to Georgia.
For the man, he couldn't make it. So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of the world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that big black train to Georgia.
Leaving on the
big black
train.
Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back
to a simpler place and time. Oh, yeah. I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mind.
That's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home, I wish I was. The thing makes it all clean. Maybe there's a chance for me to go back now that I
shout out to Stephanie Mills, that's entitled Home. I got word from her assistant that she will be arriving shortly. She's late. Unfortunately, somebody got time mixed up, and I don't know what happened, but she's due to arrive shortly, so just bear with me here. And I'm going to extend the show a little bit due to the fact that Ms. Mills is going to be a little late. She will be here, that just announced. Let me extend the show a little bit if you'll allow me to. I'm going to go ahead and play some more music for Ms. Stephanie Mills so she arrives. She'll be here, guys, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a few more seconds. Here's another track from Ms. Mills. Doing?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. You honest with my hair down and everything. I'm doing. I'm crying over here.
I am sorry. I'm so sorry. My assistant, she didn't remind me, and I go to bed so early because of my son, and she just called me. I am so sorry.
I was like crying. I was like, oh my God, Stephanie, count on my Lord.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. Oh, please forgive me.
No, you are pleased. Oh my God, you are forgiven. I love you so much, Stephanie. Oh my goodness, I feel so much better than like a new brand new person.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Nevertheless, let me give you a round of applause first of all, just for me. Oh my goodness.
Is this the number I was supposed to call?
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
And Ms. Mills?
Yes.
Are you still here? Okay.
Uh-huh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
My switchboard. Yeah, I hear you very clearly. My switchboard is acting. No one wants to act up on me today.
Oh.
But nevertheless, I don't know how long time you have, but I have a few questions for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, if I may ask you, who are some of your musical influences?
Wow, my musical influences. Diana Ross, Gladys Knight, Aretha. Every morning when I wake up and I get up and I take a shower and to keep my voice, like, you know, I sing to Aretha's album for my warm-ups. Jackson 5, the Commodores, all the old Motowns, you know, Smokey Robinson. I loved all that. I loved Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand was one of the people I loved. And I like country music. I loved Dolly Parton and what's the guy that made Lady? Oh, my God. I can't think of his name right now. But, I've been inspired by a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you, from when you first started until now, what do you think about the music industry?
Well, the music industry has changed drastically. When we were coming up, you know, and when I was coming up and coming through the music, it was really, really, really about the artist. And then in the 90s, it became producer-driven. You know, it started to become about the producer. Now it's really about the rappers and I used to call it fast food music, but I don't want to call it that now because I don't want to hate on anybody that, you know, because music is music and the children today are different. But our music is still very much alive today, you know. They go back and they reach back and they sample and, you know, they sample James Brown, they sample some of my music and all the old music. But I don't know, the music, I will say this. Lyrically, the songs are not going to last for 10 and 20 years and 30 years,
right.
I don't think.
Right.
Lyrically, it's not. Not like how Stevie's songs lasted or mine or Aretha's. Or lyrically, the songs won't last like that.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Obama being the first black president? He, you know, he's officially the president now, and he's been in office 100 days, you know, so far. And, I mean, there's so much work for him to be done in such short time. But what do you think about his job he's done so far? And what do you think about him being president?
Oh, I am in love with my first family. I am so happy to have a woman in the White House that looks like us, that's built like us, that has to get a perm like we do. And I love Barack Obama. He can do no wrong as far as I'm concerned. He's intelligent. He's truly a brother to me. He's truly a brother, and he's intelligent, he's not impressed with being in the White House. He's impressed with doing the right thing for us as Americans, and that's what I love. That's what I love.
Do you have a favorite place where you've performed at?
Favorite place? My favorite place would probably be New York.
Okay.
It would have to be New York, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's Stephanie's support system?
Oh God, I have a big support system. My family here, because I make my home in Charlotte, North Carolina, my mom was born and raised in Marshville, and my father was born in Albemarle. So I have tons of cousins and my singers, my band, we're very close. And, you know, like I don't treat my band like they're second-class citizens, you know. I stay in the same hotel that they stay in. We travel together. You know, it's like we're a team. So, yeah, I have a really, really good, I'm blessed. I have a good support system.
Your song, What You Gonna Do With My Lovin', has been around for over three decades. And, I mean, it's still an international hit to this day. People still jam to it like you released it yesterday. What do you think about that? And I mean, it's an anthem now. It's, you know, it's a Billboard, it's still the top Billboard hit today.
I know. You know, like 2 years ago, they gave me the Billboard Founders Award. And I was so humbled by that. And I'm humbled. Like when I go in the doctor's office and I hear Never Knew Love or I hear What You're Gonna Do With My Lovin' on the radio, I'm humbled by that because no one knew that those songs would last this long. And that's a true test of lyrically that song being just wonderful. You know, that's in Toomey and Lucas, and they gave me some great songs.
Miss Nubian, I see you on the line. I'm going to get you on with Stephanie in 2 seconds. Don't go nowhere. I love you, Miss Nubian. I'm going to get her talk to you in a minute, Stephanie.
Okay.
Another question for you. You're known as the little lady with the big voice, and then, which I can agree with. How do you feel about that?
I don't mind that. You know, it's so funny because just about two nights ago, my cousin and I was on the Internet. So I was like, well, let's Google my name and see what comes up. And all these videos and everything came up. And I was watching and I was like, oh, my God, you know, back then I was just doing it, you know, going to the interviews and singing the songs and recording them. I didn't take time to live in the moment. But now that I look back on that stuff was pretty good. So it was pretty good, and I appreciate my voice now. I didn't appreciate my voice when I was younger or growing in my 20s and my 30s. But now that I'm 52 and looking back at the songs and hearing the songs, I appreciate my voice more.
Do you ever, this is a crazy question about to ask you, but do you ever wake up in the morning and say, I can't believe it's me?
Do I ever wake? Well, you know, when I was looking at my videos, I said that. I said, I cannot believe this is me.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe I am singing like that and looking like that. I was like, oh, boy, I was really cute. That's what I said. But sometimes I feel like I've had a wonderful career,
mm-hmm.
and I'm blessed. And now I have a wonderful son, you know, that I'm raising a son that's 8 years old, so... I feel like I've been blessed. I've had to fight to keep. I think I've had to fight to keep normalness in my life. You know, to somewhat have a normal life, and that's why I chose to live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right. Well, you have such a legendary career, and let me tell you this: you've made your career to where you don't even need to release an album in the next 10. You can just go on tour every other year, and the tour will be like you just released something. You know what I mean? Because you have enough hits to rock that stage, and everybody will love you. Of course I think so. You have that many hits. I mean, you're not like a Keisha Cole, you know, hasn't had no hits yet, and you know, you've been around for a long. You have something to sing on and something to lean on. You know what I mean? Nothing against anyone else, but you know, you've done that. You accomplished something. You know what I mean? And it kills me when these young artists come out and they do an album and have 5 to 10 years and they say I'm ready to retire. And I'm saying you haven't done anything yet to retire.
I mean, and if you're doing something that you really, really love, you can't really retire.
Right.
Because
right,
it's in your blood. That's why Jay-Z keeps coming back. Every year he comes back and make another. How can you retire? He's young.
Yeah. I'm gonna let Miss Nubian talk to you.
Okay.
Stephanie, she's on the show. She has a few questions for you. Miss Nubian?
Hey, Timothy. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm listening to you, and I just want to commend you on, you know, looking so great at 52. I'm trying to get where you are, seriously.
Thank you.
And I just want to add something to what Timothy was commending you on. I think that people like you and the ones that you named, Diana Ross, Gladys Knight, Aretha, Dolly Parton, and that was Kenny Rogers who sung later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kenny Rogers, yes.
Yeah. I just think that you guys are actually the core foundation. So anytime that you help build a core foundation, you can always come back because people need that. They need to hear, you know, Stephanie Mills again. I know that I just, that song, I Never Knew. Oh, I'm like, oh, my goodness. I love that song.
Thank
I want to ask you.
Okay.
Do you remember when you won the Apollo?
Yes.
Many, many years ago.
Yes.
How was that?
That was wonderful. I was 9, I think. I was 9 or 7
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Yeah, and I won 6 weeks in a row. It seems like yesterday sometimes when I talk about it. But, yes, I do remember that. And I remember getting my first professional booking there. In fact, when I first met the Isley Brothers and I met James Brown and all of those people like that. And when I was doing the Apollo, Roberta Flack was actually headlining at the time.
Okay.
And at that time, King Curtis. Do you remember King Curtis? You might not. You're too young.
No.
King Curtis, he was a well-known guitar player, and he was slain. He was tragically killed in Harlem during their run in at the Apollo. Yeah, I remember that.
Wow.
Stephanie, go ahead.
I was going to ask her if anybody, dead or alive, that you would want to record a song with, who would it be?
I would love to record a song with Lenny Kravitz. And I would love to record a song with Prince.
That's what I'm talking about. That would be hot.
Yeah. Because yeah, it's different, and they're different artists than me, and they really are true to their artistry. And I'd like to do a song with India Arie. I love India Arie.
Yeah.
As an artist and as a songwriter.
Sounds good.
All right, Stephanie, another question. How I remember you did some work back with Teddy Pendergrass. Have you spoken with him recently, or how's he
yes,
doing?
Yes, he's doing very well. He just recently remarried, and he's doing very, very well. I went to Philadelphia about 2 years ago for his foundation, and he's doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing well.
I would love to talk to Teddy. Some people may think he's passed on, you know, because they haven't heard from him in so long.
No, but he's doing well. He's living well. He's in love, and he's doing well.
I'm so glad. Well, when you do hear from him, I'm tell him Timothy Hodge and Blog Talk Radio to send hello to him.
I will. I absolutely will.
Yeah, make sure you do that, and tell him to come by the show. Tell him we'd love to have him over here.
Tell him to call the show.
Yeah, tell him to call the show. We would love to hear from Teddy.
Okay.
I really mean that. One of your old buddies, Smokey Robinson, was on the show not long ago. You know, he came through the show. You know,
he's a nice man, isn't he?
Yes, he is such a yes, he is. You
know, now you're gonna have a Lionel Richie on.
I'm looking forward to it. How'd you know that?
No, but I know he has a new album out, so I know that they're gonna go and do interviews. You know.
Yeah. I was in touch with his people actually earlier, and so we're trying to arrange set some dates. You know, we're trying to our schedules need to meet together. You know, so we can kind of be on the same level.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I love Lionel. Do you still have your label JM Records?
I have. What I did, I changed the name. I now have it. CJ Entertainment, which is my mother and father's initial. My father's name was Joseph, and my mother's name was Christine, so I changed it to CJ Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still do. I'm going to release, but maybe about a year ago I recorded a live album, and I just have to mix it. So I plan on mixing it within the next couple of months, and I'm going to put a live album out, hopefully by the end of the year, because I've never had a live album before.
Mm-hmm. I need a favor from you. When either BET, the Grammys, or the American Music Awards, when they get ready to give you a Lifetime Achievement Award, and you know how people will come out, they pick performers to sing your songs, and you sit out there and you enjoy these people sing your music and your hits. I want you to call me up, and I want to perform your song home. I want to perform that on that stage, whether it be the Grammys or.
Okay, I will. I'll remember that.
I want to perform that song home for you. I want to perform that for you. I don't care. Don't get Whitney to sing it. Don't get Patty to sing it. Timothy Hodge wants to sing that song to Stephanie when you get that achievement award. And I know it's going to be soon. It's going to be real soon. I know it is.
Aww.
I know it is. Because, you know, you've done such a great job. And of course, I already know you're going to be back when you release your album at the end of the year, of course. You're going to be back on the show.
I am.
Your son, his name is Farad, correct?
His name is Farad. He's 8 years old, yes.
Farad. Now, is he into music? Does he love to sing like his mommy, or?
You know what? He can't sing. He's like his dad. He cannot sing at all. But he plays the piano.
Okay.
Yeah, plays the piano. He's musically inclined. He loves music, but he's not really a singer.
No. Now, is he in regular school or private school? Or?
He's in regular school. He's in the school, right? Yeah, he's in regular school, yeah.
Okay, now he doesn't say, well, listen, my mom is Stephanie Mills now. I mean, I'm joking.
No, he doesn't.
No.
No, he just knows me as mommy, which is wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question. You know you have so many singers that want to get into this business. What advice would you give to them?
Wow. Well, I think the best way to get into this business or to be in this business right now is to be as independent as you possibly can. You know, like, it's better to record your own album if you can and find distribution as opposed to going to a record company, because there are not that many record companies left. I mean, MCA doesn't even exist anymore. And I don't really know. I don't really know what record companies are existing and doing well. I guess Def Jam is doing well, but I think the best advice I could give them is to be as independent and write their own songs.
Another question: how do you feel about all that you have achieved in your legendary career?
I don't think about it. I mean, I don't think about all. I don't sit down and think, oh, well, I've achieved this and I've achieved that. I'm thankful for the success that I have had because I know this business is very, very hard, and to sustain and to last is even harder. So I'm just thankful. I never just sit back and say, oh, well, I've done this or I've done that. I'm always looking to do more because I'm now writing a children's book. I'm just finishing that up. And I'm about to do an exercise tape because I love to exercise and try to eat right, even though I love sweets, but I try to eat right. But, you know, I'm always looking for new things to do.
You said you got the book coming out and you got a live album coming out. Are you going to collaborate with any artists on this live album or?
It's just me and I'm going to put like 10 of my hit songs on there, and then I'm going to put two new songs, and that's going to be it.
Now you're writing and producing all this yourself. You're going to work with some.
No, I'm working with my band. You know, I have a wonderful band, and I'm kind of taking my band in the studio with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're not going to give Babyface a call or Quincy a call? You're just going to
No, even though I love Babyface. Now, I'll cover a Babyface song, but no.
Miss Lee, you have another question for Steph?
I wanted to know, are there any movies in the works?
No, I'm not really. I don't want to do movies. I've never been one that wanted to do movies. I've never pursued it, really, no.
What about one of your lives?
What
if I done a movie on your life?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't want that?
No, girl, what I've done and what I know is going to the grave with me.
Okay, I'm not mad at you. No. I want to know how tall you are.
I'm 4'11".
I am 4'11", too, so.
Are you?
Okay, that's good, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I was hoping. I was like, I hope she's 4'11", too, so, yeah.
Yeah, I am. Yes.
Another question. I'm trying to think of some questions and stuff because I've what I have written down has you actually answered it all for me.
Oh really?
I'm actually out of words. Do you have a favorite song that you recorded that you know? Do you have an all time favorite song that you've done?
My favorite song would probably be, or one of my favorite songs would probably be Power of Love. And then Starlight. I really love Starlight. In fact, I put Starlight back in my show. I do a medley of some of the older songs, and I put that one back in my show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you're down in North Carolina now,
mm-hmm.
Are you enjoying the Southern lifestyle?
Yes. I've been living here for the last 15 years, going on 16 years, and I really enjoy Southern life. I really enjoy it. Because it's away from everything, and then when I want to be in the midst, I'll just go to New York or hang out with my friends or something like that. But I like living. It's a wonderful place to raise a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I remember, I don't know how long ago it was, that you were on the Wendy Williams show over at WBLS.
Yes.
And I said, oh, my goodness. I said, I hope Wendy Williams behaves herself because I know how she can just get out of line sometimes. But I like the way you handled her and you did it well. I like that.
I talked to Wendy before I did her show, and you know, I told her that I wasn't into kissing and telling and a lot of that stuff. So she really respected certain places and certain things that I did not want to talk about, and I appreciate that about her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like her a lot. I like her show. I love her show. I like her a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stephanie, is there, I don't want to let you, Ms. Nubi, is there another question for Stephanie?
I was wondering, do you have some work, like, in gospel? Did you release, like, a gospel album or something like that?
Oh, yeah, back in 94.
Okay.
I've only released one gospel album, yeah. Back in 94, yeah. Donald Lawrence produced it.
Miss Newby, Stephanie, they love you in the chat room. I'm just going back and forth in the chat room. So they love you in the chat room. They send
really?
Their love and support to you. The chat room is full of people, and I mean, I can't answer all the questions at the same time. But they send their love to you, and they said you should do another gospel album. That's what someone else is saying in the chat room.
Oh, well,
love
I love
you.
Them right back.
And they say your skin is so beautiful, and you know it's a whole lot. They love you. The chat room's full of people. I can't read it all.
Oh,
I don't want to
okay.
keep you up all night long. I know you got a son. I know, you know you got.
I'm so sorry, though.
It's okay. And Diane, so she might be snoring now. You know, I said, well, wake her
she
up.
She did call me regularly. She said, "What you doing?" I said, "You know, it's so funny. I was watching a movie. I was watching Tyrese's movie. What is it? River Deep or
on BET."
On BET, yes.
Because
mm-hmm. you know, sometimes I love BET and I love watching one of those Sticks and Parkers that keeps. I feel like it keeps me in with the in thing and who's doing what.
yeah.
So I watched that. So I was watching that. She was like, "You forgot." I was like, "Oh no!" So I took the number and called you. I'm so sorry.
Oh no, no, you're fine. So when you do this live album, I know you're gonna come to 106 and Park and see Roxy, sit on the couch and see Roxy and Terrence J, you know, and the BET family, you know.
Uh huh.
You know, I know you're gonna stop by there. You have to stop by there, and that way I can come. You know, I'll be there live because I have me and BET have such a wonderful relationship, and they're responsible for bringing my career back to where it was. You know, when
that is so good.
And, you know, Bob Johnson did such a fantastic job with me. So, you know, I love BET. And every year I go to their Rip the Runway event, that they send me the invitation every year. So,
Are you going to go to the BET Awards?
Yes, I'm not for sure, but, you know, most likely I will be there. Well, and I'm waiting for them to give you your lifetime achievement award. I don't know what they're waiting for.
I don't think they're going to give me a lifetime achievement award.
Hey, come on. You have.
Well, you know what? I'm one of those artists, I feel, that I don't kind of follow the crowd. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty outspoken about things in the business that I don't quite agree with. And they don't always like artists like that. You know what I'm saying? If you kind of go along with everything and you're politically correct, then they tend to be more willing to do certain things for you and stuff like that. I doubt very seriously if BET gives me a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, don't say that. don't make me start making phone calls, Stephanie. You have BET on the news tonight. Don't make me start...
I love BET, don't get me wrong, but I'm sort of an outspoken kind of artist.
It's going to happen for you, even if I got to make a protest, I got to call Beverly up and say, listen, I'll put in a protest for you. Hey, you need to ask Candy Staten and Gloria Gaynor, who've been trying to get the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Hey,
they're not giving them that?
They state that, you see, Grammy is a difference. You have to meet a certain criteria.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you have to be a household name, and it's just so much that comes with it. But you meet all the criteria, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe after this live album, hey, you know, you're probably in the mix, you know. You're probably,
yeah.
You know. But I'm going to put you in that category, so I'm going to, you know, pressure you with that for Grammys, too. But definitely BET, you know, you're going to get it soon. You get that phone call from Debra Lee or someone at BET, you know.
And Debra Lee was so, she sent me a note the last time I did Bobby Jones, because, you know, I love Bobby Jones. And
exactly,
I did a
exactly.
show, and she sent me a very nice note. I love Debra Lee.
Yeah.
She's a nice lady, a very smart lady.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She's BET has. There's a lot of things coming up with BET. You know, hopefully, you know, I like the outcome of it. And hopefully, as much continued success with them as again, they've helped me out so much. So, you know, I have to shout out to Bob Johnson and them over there.
Well, that's really good. You know, he has the Bobcats here, but he's selling them now. The Bobcats in Charlotte, but he's selling.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah, I heard. Have you? Did you ever go to one of their games?
I never went to any of the games because I was in and out of town a lot. But I never went to one of the games now.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, I'm not going to keep you. I'm not going to go before you long. I'm going to let you go ahead to bed and, you know, tell your son hello. I know, you know,
I will.
He's going to know who I am. And tell Teddy come by the show. Tell him to just come on.
I will.
Show.
We'll
tell
call.
We'll,
what, we do, what we'll do is we'll call his office and give your information to his secretary.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate
And then, and then he'll, you know, I'll tell him he should call us because it's really cool.
Okay. Listen, as I tell all my other guests, come back by. Don't let this be your last visit. You come
no,
back
it
by
won't,
here.
And I will call on time next time. I won't call on colored people's time. I'll call on time, okay?
You're fine. You don't have no stress against you. It's as much as you said. And then before you go, I love you. You keep doing what you're doing. And you know, you're such a legendary career. We love you over here at Blog Talk Radio, me, Miss Nubian. We love you over here. So keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
And before you go, you know you got to introduce one of your hits because I got them over here. I've been playing them all day when you didn't come in. But, you know, I've been playing them. I'm going to play them again.
So which one didn't you play?
I played them all. Why don't you play home. Okay. So you want to introduce that for
us? Okay. This is Stephanie Mills. And this is Home, one of my favorite songs.
Okay, Stephanie, have a wonderful night, and come back by the show.
I will.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place, a place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When night makes the tall grass bend into leaves, suddenly the raindrops that fall. Yeah.
the show. We do appreciate having her on the show. And once again, thank you guys for bearing with me with Stephanie Mills. She arrived. Nevertheless, shout out to Stephanie Mills. And once again, thank you guys for listening to me. Shout out to Chat Room for chatting with me and bearing with me until Stephanie had arrived. We never thought she was on me, but she did. Here's a last chat for her. What you're going to do with my love, and I love you guys. Stay strong, and I'll be here tomorrow. Peace.